You're listening to World Socialist Radio. This article is called Socialism Through the Barrel of a Gun. It's from the January 2026 issue of the Socialist Standard. Socialism cannot come from the barrel of a gun. The news cycle has recently thrown fresh attention onto the Socialist Rifle Association, the SRA, an American organization advocating firearms trainings and training working-class armed defense. A Democratic Party Senate candidate in Maine was criticized for old posts encouraging people to join the group. Graham Plantner had posted on Reddit in 2020 with the handle Antifa Super Soldier, encouraging users to join the SRA. Now, reports suggest that LGBTQ and left liberal Americans are increasingly turning to gun ownership out of fear of political repression. The Cato Institute, a free market libertarian think tank based in Washington, found via a Freedom of Information request to the FBI that the SRA appears to have been the active target of an ongoing investigation. The Trump administration's proposed trans gun ban was only one example of the Orange Man's Second Amendment rollback. The SRA flips the American script. Guns on the left rather than on the right. Its message, community defense, resistance to authoritarianism, and the right of ordinary people to defend themselves. And it appears on the surface to be a working class concern. The rise in left-wing gun interest, however, is less of an ideological shift than a symptom of a deeply anxious and alienated working class. When one section of the population arms itself, others feel compelled to follow. Capitalism created the conditions of this insecurity. Economic instability, political polarization, violent policing, and the billion-dollar security industry that keeps you safe, but only if you can afford it. The Socialist Rifle Association frames gun ownership as an answer to all of these concerns. The phrase, any attempt to disarm the workers must be frustrated by force, if necessary, is used on the Socialist Rifle Association merchandise, patches, t-shirts, coffee mugs. It's a misquote from Karl Marx's address to the Communist League in March 1850. What doesn't fit on a t-shirt is the full quote. Marx said, where the workers are employed by the state, they must arm and organize themselves into special corps with elected leaders or as part of the proletarian guard. Under no pretext should arms and ammunition be surrendered. Any attempt to disarm the workers must be frustrated by force if necessary. What Marx was speaking of was a specific political movement in 1850. During the faltering bourgeois revolution, not of the general conditions of the working class under capitalism, or of a popular democratic working class revolution. We can assume that many Socialist Rifle Association supporters cite Lenin, who wrote at the time of underdeveloped material conditions in Tsarist Russia, and leaned heavily on Marx's early writings from 1850s, written before the bourgeois revolutions had run their course. In those texts, Marx had argued that the workers should support the bourgeois, the emergent capitalist class, in overthrowing the autocratic rule, while pressing for full democracy. Only after the bourgeois attainment of political power, he believed, should workers organize politically against them. Marx's later position was that the emancipation of the working class must be a conscious act of the working class itself, democratically organized, and not the work of a professionally armed minority or vanguard. Capitalism, not the lack of firearms, is what makes the working class vulnerable. It is capitalism that pits factions of the workers against one another. Nationalist movements, strongman posturing, racism, gender-based violence. Against these symptomatic woes, the possession of rifles is no more of a solution than the ownership of a fire extinguisher is a solution to arson. The Socialist Rifle Association's rhetoric made much of the community defense and the image of the armed worker resisting oppression. Historically, this imagery is lifted from episodes of class conflict, e.g. Paris 1871, Russia 1917, Spain in 1936, and it's further romanticized by those who confuse coups with socialism. The provisional rules of the International Working Men's Association put it, The emancipation of the working classes must be conquered by the working classes themselves. This means consciously organizing for political control, not relying on paramilitaries or armed minorities acting on behalf of workers. Socialism cannot be imposed by force, nor defended by pockets of armed militants. The failure of the USSR shows this to be true. A society based on the common ownership and democratic control requires an active majority to be politically convinced and politically organized, not a vanguard with guns, bombs, and bullets. Armed groups, whether on the left or right, reflect capitalism's logic of coercion, alienation, and the struggle for dominance. The Socialist Rifle Association rejects right-wing gun culture, but it mirrors it, and as such, it remains bound within capitalism's framework. It is a consumerist solution. Buy a gun, get training to combat a structural problem. But as the Libertarian Socialist Organization in Australia pointed out in 1979 in an essay Against Anarchist Terrorism, you can't blow up a social relationship. Socialism cannot be created by armed vigilantes because socialism is not a change of rulers, but a transformation of society. The revolution must be conscious, majority-led, democratic, and international. No amount of gun owners can substitute political consciousness and political will. King capital will not be dethroned by an armed militia, but by the working class organized, consciously, and democratically to remove the master class from control of the state. The Socialist Rifle Association is not a revolutionary awakening, but a reaction to a society that offers people no security except what they can buy and carry.
You have been listening to World Socialist Radio, produced by the Socialist Party of Great Britain. If you would like to find out more, you can visit our website, spgb.net. We'll be right back.